You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love Talk Live. I'm your host, Jamie Bronstein, and today I have with me Evan Shine. Welcome.
Thank you, Jamie. It's great to be with you.
I'm so excited to have another divorce lawyer. We're also family law, and we do lots of other things on my show. Because out of the 3 years I've been doing this, I've only had a few, and it's very important.
No, we're excited to. I'm excited to be with you.
It's definitely part of the whole everything that I do: singles, couples, breakups, and divorces. So we will be doing this aspect of my work in my show. I'm going to read to you guys a little bit about Evan, and then we'll get into some is anybody hearing some, are you hearing some feedback? Interesting. Okay, here we go. So Evan Shine is a named partner with the family law firm Berkman, Botker, Newman & Shine, LLP, in New York City, and is the head of litigation for the firm. Evan's practice is devoted exclusively to family and matrimonial law. Evan also leads the family law sports practice. Evan has been cited in publications and news outlets such as the New York Post, NBC, CBS, Newsweek, the Daily Mail, the New York Law Journal, 1010 Winds Radio, and several other national news media outlets for his work on prominent New York family law cases. Evan is also the host of the Shine On podcast, where he provides an inside look into the world of divorce. Evan has been recognized in the New York Metro's Super Lawyers Edition from 2013 to 2021. He is a frequent lecturer for various organizations and bar associations in New York and across the country. So, welcome. We will unmute you, and hopefully there's not going to be that feedback sound.
What an absolutely fantastic introduction. Jamie, again, thank you for that.
Well, I'm so happy you're here, and I have so many questions that I know that my viewers are going to want to know all about. So let's just head into some topics.
Let's do it.
Okay. So I know that there are some myths about divorce that you like to talk about. So if you'd like to tell me about these myths that you talked about the divorce process specifically.
I love this question, and it's a topic I can talk about all the time. Yeah. So many people, when they start the divorce journey, and you know this as a relationship expert, somebody who specializes in the areas that you do and the areas that I do, people come to me all the time. They sit across from me in my office, they pour their heart out, and they're going through the most difficult time in their life. And people want to go through the process, they want to move ahead, to find whatever that second act, that second journey is going to be for her or for him. But when it comes to the divorce process, it's such a time of transition. It's such a time of anxiety. There's so much fear and there's so much unknown. But the hardest thing, and I see this for all the people that I meet and speak to, emotion is such a part of the process and it's real. And so anytime somebody comes into my office and I speak to them, I always try to say, look, try to separate the emotion of going through a divorce with the incredibly important decisions that you're about to make on your children, on your money, on your assets. And if you can do that, you're going to be in a much better place and the journey is going to be that much easier. But the hardest thing is that people think divorce is something that I have a wand and I can wave it and the process starts and it ends quickly. Divorce is time consuming. Divorce is not something that happens overnight. Divorce is not a journey that starts and ends in 6 months. It's a process, and people need to remember this. If you have children, co-parenting, that bond, that relationship that you're going to have with the mother or the father of your children, it's going to last in some way, shape, or form, even after the divorce is finalized. The second thing I tell people is, if you're looking for a judge to care about and to listen and to yell at your spouse for all the things that you think your spouse did wrong in the relationship, whether it was a lack of intimacy, whether it was an affair or cheating or some financial infidelity, It's not going to happen. And so many times the journey takes much longer than it really needs to, because people look for the judge to be that person to yell at their spouse. It's not going to happen. And if you're looking for the court process to do that, you need to start looking in a different direction.
I love what you're saying. Two things are coming to me. One is, I love that you're talking about how to separate the emotion from what's actually going on, to focus more on the decision that you've made and then to move forward with it. Because I'm guessing that it's more women that have a problem with separating the emotion. As a woman, I get, we are emotional beings, so I understand that. So I'm guessing that this is a concept that's probably harder to teach to women than to men.
Yes, it's a great point, and I see that. I mean, look, divorce is an emotional time, no matter who you are, right? And it's not easy, even when you know it's coming. I mean, I have clients, I spoke with someone this morning, and she said to me, I knew this was inevitable. We have three children. We haven't been happy for a long time, and I knew this was coming. But just because you know it's coming, it doesn't make it easy. Mm-hmm. I have clients who live separate for years, and then they go through the process of getting divorced. It's still hard. It's like ripping off a Band-Aid, and it doesn't matter how fast you rip it off or slow you rip it off. It still hurts, and it hurts in different ways. But yes, I see it more so with many of my female clients. And I always tell people, look, divorce is a team sport. Divorce is really the true team sport in many ways. And what I mean by that is you want to work with a team of professionals. Let me be the legal quarterback of the team, but there's a relationship coach, a relationship expert, the mental health component to this, the financial expert. So divorce in many ways, it really takes a true effort by everybody involved to help you get from where you are now, which is, by, to be clear, a very, very hard time in somebody's life, to really where you want to be, which is that place of happiness, pure joy, and in a place where if you have children, you can co-parent effectively.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I always say to my clients, you know, and I'm a very spiritual person, so I believe that what you imagine something to look like, it will look like. So if you imagine that your divorce is going to be hell, and it's going to be really, really difficult, then it will be. But if you can imagine it going through it, yes, of course, it's going to be emotional at times, but maybe being easier and not as traumatic as you might think it would be, then that is exactly how it will show up. You know, I believe in manifesting and visualizing. So I always just tell my clients, just imagine it being as flowingly, you know, going as swimmingly as possible, and then it won't be as bad.
That's music to my ears. And I absolutely love, Jamie, everything you just said. But here's the thing about divorce. Where do we get our information about divorce? We all know someone who went through it. We may know friends, family, and everyone has a different story. Somebody's divorce was a nightmare. Someone's divorce was extremely expensive. Another person's divorce was hostile and was very, you know, acrimonious. And so because everyone has a different story, your circle of friends, your family, the person, you know, you may know a coworker at work, everyone has a different story to tell. And so I always tell people, surround yourself with professional advice, surround yourself with people who could weigh in and sort of tune out the noise. Because if all you hear are the horror stories that your friends went through in their own divorce, you're anticipating your divorce to be that horror movie before it even starts. And if that's how you feel it should be, in many ways, some of the actions that you take are geared towards what you've been led to believe divorce looks like.
And you will literally manifest that. And
that's right.
Another thing I always tell my clients in general, whether it's this or anything, just don't compare yourself. You know, everybody's life is so different. Everybody's individual life is different. Everybody's relationship is different. Everybody's divorce is going to be different. So just trust, you know, that yours is going to be exactly the way that it's supposed to be. And it doesn't as difficult as other people's.
I love that, but I think it's so hard for people because we're living in a day and age where everyone's life is on social media. Your marriage, your relationship, and your divorce takes place really through technology in a virtual way. And I think what you said is so fantastic, and it's important, which is the comparison, right? Because of the access to technology, Instagram, Facebook, dating apps, all wonderful things for so many reasons, but they're also a bit dangerous because you're constantly in a state of comparing your personal life, your happiness, and your marriage to that of so many other people, people you don't even know, people who could live across the country, people who could be in different states, have different lives, but you see a picture of somebody in the Caribbean or you see a picture of somebody driving a fancy car and you say to yourself, I want that. I want more. And I think sometimes the information or the access to information does play a role in people's divorces.
Yeah. So basically the message is stay in your own lane, focus on your own life and period, and stay off of social media as much as possible. But that's like a given.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, another thing I wanted to say about what you were saying before with the judge, I loved what you were saying. You know, if you're expecting a judge to like yell at your spouse for everything that they did wrong, what comes to me about that is just about owning. You know, so many times people don't look at themselves as what they contributed to the breakdown of a relationship. And it's really important to own and not just say you're bad, 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 but just to say, you know what, like we just weren't right for each other. It's not they're all wrong and they're all bad.
Yeah, and I see that all the time, and I tell people this. When somebody comes in and says, Evan, I want to go to court, file a motion, get me in front of a judge, you're looking for that judge to be the person who validates all the feelings, whether it's anger, resentment, animosity, everything that's been building up for years, and it's not going to happen. And so what I tell people is, I manage your expectations, because if you go into a courtroom and you're expecting those things to happen and they don't and they won't, then all they're doing is you're keeping important, which is to look inwards to figure out, you know what, what's the path I want to go down, right? How do I want this journey to end? Is it worth, you know, a lot of times people, they don't see the big picture and people get caught up in these small details, in these small fights, in these small arguments that when they look back on years later, they're going to laugh that they were actually arguing and fighting over something so small, and it's not worth it. In the moment, it's very hard to see, but in the big picture, you have to be able to look beyond, right? The moment you're in right then and there, separate the emotions and figure out the path to allow you to move forward in a healthy and happy way.
Yeah, like rise above. Is what you're essentially saying. You know, I'm thinking of lots of couples right now where a lot of them were infidelity, and the person that was cheated is feeling like they want to do everything to make that other person, their ex-spouse's life hell. And it's so much better if you can just try to move on. Let's get this over with. You know, when you hold resentment, you're only hurting yourself.
You're hurting yourself. You're hurting your children. And what it does, and I see this, it makes the struggle that much more real. And then people can't move past it. The infidelity, the affair. Look, relationships break apart and people separate and split up for all different reasons. There's affairs, infidelity, there's financial reasons that people break up. I mean, we can go through the 10, 15, 20 reasons that people break up. But at the end of the day, look, the relationship didn't work. And it's important to figure out why it didn't work, how to move forward, how to raise your children, how to co-parent, and really how to get to that second act. Whatever you want it to be, take the reasons and the lessons that you can learn from your marriage, your relationship, the divorce process. Take all of that and turn it into something bigger and better, and look ahead.
Yes, I love that, because If something isn't working, it's like, it's not working. Don't, if it's not working, fix it. And if it is working, you don't have to fix it. So if it's not working, why would you stay in something that's not making you happy?
Yeah. And look, I always, you know, I always say, I see people, great people, at their absolute worst, at one of the lowest points in their life. They're going through a divorce, a breakup. Like I said, even if you know it's coming, it hurts. And it really, really stings. And it's going to sting for some time. But I see great people who come in and they say, Evan, you know what? I want you to do this. I want you to go after this. I want you to file a motion to go to court, because they're angry and they're hurt. And that's why being able to separate that emotion, not only is it good for you personally, but it allows you to think clearly and make really important, smart decisions on money, about your children, and about the path forward.
Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is, if there are kids involved, their well-being is so important. And the angrier that you are and the anger that you keep remain inside is just going to hurt your children. You know, children want to see happy parents. And so if you weren't happy together and then you're still going to remain unhappy, that's not happy for the kids.
No, the thing that gets lost too, you make such a great point. Children are smart. They're really perceptive. They know when their parents are unhappy. They know when there's a lack of, you know, affection and love, right? You know, parents, so many people say, look, I'm staying together for the children. Trust me, the children know that there's something that needs work. You know, children are smart. As much as parents want to stay together for their children, you want your children to see what a positive, healthy, happy relationship is in many ways. And so I've had clients who come in and they're terrified. And they're scared to break up, to separate, to go through the divorce process because of their children. And years later, when I hear from them, they're so much happier that they've been able to model good, healthy parenting relationships for their children, right? The same people who were so terrified of going through the divorce path, now they're in new relationships. Some of them are remarried. They're happier. They're healthier. And their kids see that.
Mm-hmm. And also it teaches them that life isn't perfect, that you can make mistakes, and that you need to follow your heart. You know, if you make one move down one certain path and it doesn't go exactly the way you thought it would go, then you can pivot and it's going to be okay. It's going to be even better.
It's such a great point. And people have this idea of marriage that it's till death do us part. And I think we're starting to see the shift in that. And what I mean by that is, you can have a very successful marriage that also ends in divorce, that ends in separation. You could be married for 15 years, 20 years, 10 years, have two children, three children, whatever it is. And you can separate and you can get divorced, but you can have that really great relationship. And if we're starting to change how we perceive marriage, in terms of it, you know, people stay together forever. That doesn't equate to happiness. Just because you stay together forever, that doesn't mean people are happy. I mean, so many people do stay together and they're not happy and they go through so many, you know, challenges and difficulties. And you look at the people who separate and divorce, they have wonderful co-parenting relationships. So it's all about, what are the expectations of the marriage? What are we looking at marriage to be early on, when we're in that honeymoon stage? And if we change the way we think about relationships and marriage and how we define what's success and what's not, that's going to start to shape the conversation that we're having.
And I love everything you're saying. And we could just, I mean, you're going to have to come back because I just have a million more questions.
One question
that's really important is, you know, people always ask me, how did you get into this field? And everybody's a story. So how did you, when you were little, were you like, I want to be a divorce lawyer? Like, how did you get into this field?
That would be a very odd thing if I was like 5 or 6 and I woke up and I said, I want to be a divorce attorney. Look, I have no great story how I got into it. I have to tell you, I fell into it. It was the first and only area of the law that I've ever practiced. I absolutely love what I do. Every single day, I get to help people. I get to help people. I'm part of people's lives. I see the change in people down the road. And when I sit across from somebody and I'm meeting them at their absolute lowest point, for me, there's nothing more rewarding than to help someone get from where they are at that moment to create a life of happiness, to help them go through the divorce journey, to do it in a way that really works for each person. And the thing about divorce, and I said this before, every person is different. Every family is unique. Every family has their own challenges. And so there's no divorce that's the same. And so one of the things as a divorce attorney and family law attorney I love is to be able to figure out, what are your goals, right? What are your goals? What's the path that's going to work for you to help you have that life that you want? What's it going to look like? What's important? And by asking those questions early on, I get to be part of that process, and I absolutely love it.
I absolutely want to refer people to you because I can feel your heart, you know, and it's so important to have a divorce attorney who has heart and you have empathy. So
I appreciate that. And it's actually part of the job.
The next New Yorker that I know that's gonna go to your divorce, I'll be sending them your way.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so let's see. Anything else we wanted to talk about? Okay. A few more minutes. Mistakes to avoid, which you might have gone over a few of these things, but is anything left over for people that are thinking about getting divorced? Mistakes to avoid throughout the journey of divorce.
Yeah. One of the things I say to everybody, make a list, right? Organize yourself. Write down what's most important to you, right? Because I think it's very easy to get lost in the sea of emotions. It's very easy to walk into a family law divorce attorney's office and be absolutely, totally overwhelmed by the process and the emotion. And also what I see is sometimes we forget. Divorce is a full-time job, right? It's a full-time job. It occupies each and every waking moment. If you're living together, there's so much tension. If you're living apart, there's tension there too. And I think if you make a list in the beginning of what's most important and go back to it and see, are you on that path to checking those things off? Don't lose sight of that list early on and come back to it and come back to it again and remind yourself that if you can stay focused, stay organized, and work with really a great team of people, whether it's a relationship expert like yourself, a divorce attorney, financial professional, surround yourself with people who understand the process, whose goal it is, right? Who share a common goal of helping you. You're going to get through the process in a healthy way and in a way that doesn't have that much damage or that much pain to you and the family. And it's a better way to go through the process.
Yeah. And I love that you just talk about a team because having a team just feels that support and that love.
It's true. So many times somebody will come seek my opinion, seek my advice. They're going through the process, working with another attorney, and they'll say to me, if I knew that then, and if I spoke to this person in the beginning of the process, how different things could be. And so when you start hearing that over and over and time again, you know, I started to change my approach in the beginning. And I would start saying to people, look, you need that team of professionals around you, not 6 months down the road, 2 years down the road, but now. You need to talk to the right people to help you through this. Look, no matter the area of life, there's so many things that we would never do alone. And it amazes me why divorce why people think divorce is something that you can navigate alone. You can't. And you can't do it just with, or shouldn't do it just with your legal team. It really does require a team of people to help you through it. It's so important, and I see it time and time again, the benefits that working with the team, I see it how it helps me focus on the legal aspect of things, and I see it how it helps the clients stay focused and stay organized.
Okay, so we are almost out of time. Okay, trying to eliminate. Okay, so Finally, I just wanted to say that I love when you were talking about how you are there at this person's lowest point. You know, I mean, it sounds funny to say that, but that you get, it's like an honor that you get to be there, because I feel the same way about my job. And it is such an honor to be there to help somebody go from such trauma or sadness to that joy. And so I honor you and I acknowledge you for doing the work that you do.
No, I appreciate that. And Jamie, everything you do, I mean, we work in similar spaces, and you meet people and work with people going through relationship breakups, separation. And I tell people, when I think of divorce and helping people at that moment, at that really low point, the time of transition, the time of fear, anxiety, and you can really substitute any adjective in there because there's so many emotions that someone's feeling. You always think about, how would you want your family member to be treated if he or she was going through a divorce? And you try to put that in place for the clients that you work with.
I love it. You have such empathy and such compassion. Okay, so how can people find you? Do you have websites, socials, everything?
Yeah, I appreciate it. And again, Jamie, thank you for having me on. It's great to be with you and all your listeners and audience. People could reach out. The website is shineondivorce.com. People could email at eshine@berkbot.com. I'm on social media. I'm everywhere. LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
And your podcast is?
Podcast is Shine On. We give an inside look into the world of divorce-related news, what really happens inside a courtroom, and we demystify really the litigation process and have great guests on the show to help us do that.
Wonderful. And as always, everybody can find me at therelationshipexpert.com. And don't forget to join us every week, Love Talk Live, on LA Talk Radio at 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific. And also, I just want to say that you have the best last name in the world.
You know what? You're making my parents very proud right there with that. And
Fine. I mean, how beautiful.
No, I appreciate that.
It's a Hebrew name?
Yeah.
Does it translate to anything that has to do with the sunshine or no?
You know what? After this, after we finish this, I'm going to call my parents and thank them, because you know what? I'm going to say I was on a show and she loved the last name. So it's going to make their day.
Yes. And ask them what it means in Hebrew and let me know.
Absolutely. Will do.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You are amazing. And I hope you have a wonderful night, and I hope everybody has a wonderful night and wonderful week.
Jamie, thank you so much.
Bye.
You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.